Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Food prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas 66851, or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku-band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on American Voice Radio Network. It is the fifth day of Counting the Omar, and today's date is April 12th. 2012. Anyway, saints, the world is in turmoil. Most don't realize it, but we are in the time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. It's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after the program, call me, and I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, prayer request, or message. I know somebody out there has been trying to reach me, and they never leave a message, but they just keep calling and calling. You need to leave a message, so I can call you back. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. Now, you can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio programs, archives, and our mailing address at our blog, which is very simple. It's prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com. Now, prayer, we'll bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I just pray that radio goes tonight according to your will, not necessarily mine nor our guest speaker, but please, according to your will, and please give us all ears in which to hear the truth. Amen and amen. Well, folks, tonight I bring back on with me a man I've known for at least 17 years. He is and has been always persistent in warning the people of the world of the time that we are in, trying to get the gospel message out. Tonight I brought him back on with me to tell you some things deep on his heart, and folks, I do know his heart. He has been into prophecy for his prophecy radio, prophecy teaching, prophecy seminars, prophecy newsletters for as long as I've known him. And I know that he's never been afraid of putting forth the truth, no matter how hard it may seem to the public or how made different it seems. So tonight, with a true heart to warn and to love the people, welcome my friend, Apostle Stan Johnson. There with me, Stan. Hello?
Yes, I am. It's a privilege to be here.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought I lost you there for a second.
No, they had to push the button.
They had to push the button. Okay, Frank, keep your buttons straight tonight. Anyway, I'm really glad to have you back on with us. I pray you heard my intro, but before I really go into tonight's program, I want, as you know, to put out some information from a call we received on Monday. And folks, I want to make this clear. I did seek consultation with Stan and much prayer before presenting this. And I wrote it down as I got it, and what I wrote is self-explanatory, so here goes. On Monday, April 9, 2012, I received a troubling phone call. The caller was someone I've known for a very long time. I guess I've known him for well over 10 years. I met him through the Prophecy Club, for which he was a guest speaker in the 90s. I visited his church, which he is now retired from. I have never found any information he gave me, the Prophecy Club, or anyone else to be at fault. I've always seen very clear fulfillment of prophecies that he has given, but some of those are still in the future. He's also ex-military, and has been called back since 9/11. I don't know if he's in the military right now or not, but into that. I cannot give more info out as of his fear of his family's life, as he does not want to be identified. He wanted to pass me these warnings for yet this year, 2012. He did not say that this was prophecy, but real information that he has become privy to, understanding whom he is. It is not a wonder that he wants to be able to warn in some manner, lest he be responsible for not doing all he could to warn the Father's people, lest the blood fall on his head. And those that are familiar with the scriptures of a watchman know what we're talking about. If not, go to Ezekiel 33:6, I think it is. Anyway, I made notes, and what I'm going to write is the most accurate as per my memory. And what I wrote what I heard. I cannot or will not answer any questions after these notes. I should also note that he was in a hurry as he was concerned not to be on the phone past 7 minutes. And first he wanted to make sure I was not on a cell phone. Therefore I let him speak without asking him to repeat anything. Take them to prayer, do with them as you will. I cannot prove or disprove of what I'm about to give you. I'm merely passing on the information for you to judge. He said unless God intervenes, he is looking for these things to happen, and that some has already come to pass. This he said over and over. Okay, now we're ready. George Soros was giving $10 million to the Black Panthers to promote a race war to stop the presidential elections and create martial law. That is, to create martial law this year so there would not be any elections come in the fall. The Air Force Base in Kansas City has been converted to a prison camp. He gave me the name of that place, but I did not understand either due to his speech or my bad hearing. It did begin, however, with the letter S. 500 million pounds or dollars of food has been bought up by the U.S. government. He said this is the largest historical amount ever and was shipped to Cheyenne Mountain, NORAD. The shelter under the Denver airport has been fully stocked. The only secure way to talk to others was by fax. He said, yes, if you want to talk to people securely, you need to go back to the old fax machine. And that's not internet fax, that's old fax machines. He said all cell phones were unsecure. He kept saying, 7 minutes when speaking of cell phones and the fax. He kept repeating that 7 minute thing, and I wasn't quite clear whether he was talking about the fax or how long to be on a cell phone. That's all. Again, I did not ask questions. He was worried and hurried. I was unsure how long he would stay on the phone. He said that people really needed to get out of the major cities and acted like this was immediately to be done immediately, and he had already done so. I asked him if he could confirm all the large ammo purchases by the U.S. government, and he confirmed, yes, Homeland Security has bought up 450 million rounds of hollow point ammunition and has another bid out for 175 million rounds of .223 ammo. And all this is on top of 2 million rounds they ordered in 2009, and you can't tell me they've used it up. On another note, the USDA has bought up another 300,000 rounds of ammo. What are they going to do with it? I have no idea. He said that 5,000 Russian troops have been sent to Syria by nuclear carriers 7 weeks ago. Again, what you will do with this information, I cannot confirm it or anything. All I can say is that I've known him a very long time. He believes what he told me, and I've never received bad information from him either. What do you think, Stan?
Well, I know who you're talking about. We've talked about him, and we've had him on tour at the Prophecy Club. I've been in the car when Dmitry Dudeman was in the car with him. So if that gives you any credibility, I think the guy's got credibility. And it sounds to me like he's run across something as a minister and as a watchman that has scared him. I think that apparently there are some people in high places that at least have some really, really bad plans for our nation, and apparently really soon.
Well, it sure sounds that way. I've known him a long time. The very first time I heard him on your radio program, and I called him up, and you gave me his phone number, and I called him up and made a point to drive clear to Kansas City and visit him at his place. And he said some real anointing prayers over me and to impart some spiritual gifts and things. But I really believe this man. He's never steered me wrong. He's a really good guy. And I would, unless he was really sure, he would never have made that phone call.
I think he was trying to warn people as best as he can in his position. But I've talked to him. In his position, and he says that he just really can't say much. That's about all he can say. So
right.
Actually, in that he called you, I'd take it as a great compliment.
Well, amen. Well, while we're talking now, I think it's a time that we need to get into these things that you sent me, because I don't want to run out of time. They're really important.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff.
We'll start with this Eagle is Shot Dead, which I think, folks, is going to go right along with some of these things that we just announced that were in this port. So take us in. I'll let you take us into this. Senior Pastor Terry Hills, I guess it's a dream vision, and you call it the Eagle is Shot Dead. Take us into that.
Right. Actually, I had someone email this to me, and I thought, wow, well, but, I'm not going to put it on the radio. It, just because somebody emailed it to me, and just because it's on the Internet, I'm not going to accept that. And, of course, I believe that you wouldn't either. So I began looking him up on the Internet, and I had to go through quite a bit of trouble to actually find him, but I did finally find this guy, Terry Hale. And so I said, well, Terry, first of all, I had to make certain that there is a Terry Hill? He says, oh, yeah. He says, all right, now, next thing, I said, I got to find out about you and about your walk. I'm not going to put this on the radio until I'm convinced that it's as accurate as it possibly can. So he began to explain to me that he is the pastor of the Calvary Christian Center in Gallipolis, Ohio. He even gave me his phone number, his email, everything. We talked several times. I put him on the radio for two whole programs talking about this and also his other dream, which we probably won't have time to get to tonight. But it's a dream talking about people being put into barbed wire prison camps, which goes along with exactly what you're talking about. So should we just go ahead and get into talking about his dream?
Yeah, I think you better present him the dream first, I guess, wouldn't you say?
Okay, you want me to read it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's dated 12/28/11, as in just a few months ago. He says, in my dream, I was floating across America, but I had no fear. Bombs had landed everywhere. The land was totally destroyed. I saw people standing outside their homes, weeping, holding on to each other. I saw dead bodies lying around everywhere. I heard someone saying, this should never have happened. This should never have happened. National destruction had hit America. There was no food or water. Everyone was crying. I saw grown men crying and holding their families, begging God for mercy. The trees were all knocked over. Limbs and leaves were all missing from the trees, except a few of the main large trunk limbs. Now, let me just stop and comment on that. To me, apparently, this is a description of being far enough from a nuclear blast where it didn't kill you, but it just knocked everything over, even knocked all the trees over, except for the very large one with the very large trunk limbs. In other words, it flattened the place. This is probably the closest point that a person could be to a nuclear blast without being killed by one. This sounds to me like what it's talking about. We talked about this on the radio when I interviewed him, and he agreed too. Now I'll continue. As I continued to move across America, I saw people running, searching for missing loved ones. Many seemed to be totally out of their minds. He said, I mean, literally, they're running in any directions, just in hysteria. Then I floated over a large city which looked like Columbus, Ohio. There were riots everywhere. Store windows broken. Everyone looting the stores. They were not taking TVs and iPads. They were taking food, water, survival things. I even saw one man shot to death by someone in the crowd. Then, moving at the speed of light, I was standing on the backside of the White House. I heard a voice say, look toward the Truman balcony. I turned and I saw Barack Obama standing on a balcony holding a shotgun. Then I heard a loud scream. Really loud. I turned my head to see where the scream was coming from. Flying high in the air above me was an eagle. It appeared so majestic flying over Washington, D.C. By the way, he says, I'd never heard of the Truman balcony before this.
Really?
He had to look it up to find out what the Truman balcony, and there actually is a Truman balcony. He said, then I saw Barack Obama point a shotgun in the air and shoot the eagle out of the air. The eagle fell dead to the ground. Obama smiled and said, I've done it. I won't have to deal with this in my administration. Then I heard a voice say, tell the people, this is my will. This is my hand, both upon the generation of the righteous and the cursed. The righteous will find their way and know what to do. The cursed will wander around with no compass. The cup is full. From that point on, I knew that we were coming to a showdown. It was going to be between good and evil. I saw some people gathering into homes that were not destroyed. I saw some people having prayer meetings in which they were only praying in the Spirit. Then I saw others having home Bible studies. And I saw Bible prophecy DVDs, CDs, and books from Bible prophecy ministers on the table. They were using these as spiritual food, food that they had stored up to teach them in this great time of trouble. I heard a voice say, pick up the mantle of prayer Cover yourself with it and find you a secret place to cover my servants in prayer. Many eyes have been anointed with a special anointing to see. Others are blinded to my word. All things will be revealed in their due course. A supernatural wave of my spirit came over this generation soon. The final voices, let me read that again. A supernatural wave of my spirit will come over this generation soon. The final voices are in the land to speak one last time. Think it not strange, the happenings around you. They must and will come to pass. But I have placed in your hands the food to sustain you in the months ahead. I have spoken and shown the matter. Tell my servants, thus saith the Lord, there is coming harsh days ahead. As I stood there hearing the voice of God, I saw a very old table in Washington, D.C. It looked as if it had been used over and over for many years to sign many important documents of the past. Then I saw a voting ballot laying on this table with two names on it. It had Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. Then I saw a check mark beside Obama's name. These words were written at the bottom of the ballot: for this is the will of the Lord. Then I woke up.
Okay. In that, there's another reason why this eagle shot dead is really important. Haven't we seen this appear someplace else?
Yes, we have, as a matter of fact. It'll take me just a second to pull that up, but I think that would be appropriate. You're talking about Michael Boldea, the grandson of Dimitri Dudeman, and he had a similar dream. Take me just a second.
Yeah, folks, this is really important that we insert this in here, because it says out of the mouth of two witnesses things will be established. And so he needs to read this other part if you have
it. Okay, I got it. October 15th, 2004, message given to Michael Boldea through a dream. And I'm going to get right to the part about the eagle here.
Okay.
I was dreaming that I was walking through sparsely wooded forest. Suddenly my attention was drawn to an eagle flying high above the tree line. It was a beautiful sight to behold as the eagle rode the thermals, flying in slow, lazy arcs across the blue sky. I began to quicken my pace and keep up with the eagle's flight, all the while seeing an eye on it, noticing that it was slowly descending toward the earth. I followed it for a long time, its descent not being sudden, but very gradual. Finally, I came upon a small clearing where there were no trees, just some beyond some bushes on the edges of the green grass. The eagle landed in the clearing and began to look around, not seeming to notice me. As I began to wonder what the relevance of all this was, a man dressed in white, that's the angel that came to Dimitri, now comes to Michael Boldea. A man dressed in white, hands clasped in front of him, appeared beside me and said, "Be patient. In due time, you will see the purpose." I was silent as I watched the eagle and began to was beginning to grow somewhat impatient when suddenly, it seemed out of nowhere, a brown snake lunged at the eagle, bit down on its left wing. The snake's strike was very quick and very precise. The eagle reacted without delay, clawing and pecking at the snake, cutting deep wounds in its underbelly, trying to defend itself off and ward off the serpent. Just as it seemed the eagle was winning the battle and the serpent was retreating, another serpent appeared, red and black diagonal stripes covering its body. Without hesitation, it struck out at the eagle's right wing, biting down, refusing to release. After a momentary tug of war, the serpent tore off flesh and the feathers, leaving a large wound in the eagle's right wing. The second bite was much worse than the first, and for an instant, the eagle was stunned. Now, let me just jump in here.
Go ahead.
He's going to tell you that the first one was the attack on 9/11. And I believe the second one is what is in just a few years going to hit America when Russia will attack. Okay, now let's continue. The second bite was much worse than the first, and for an instant the eagle was stunned. Then a serpent, much larger than the previous two, made up of many colors. I believe this is the New World Order, the World Army. Many colors slithered toward the eagle, opened its jaws, lunged, taking the whole of the eagle's head in its mouth before biting down. The serpents retreated, and the man had been standing beside me walked to the eagle, knelt down, picked it up, and held it in his cupped hand. The look of grief on his face was beyond any I have ever seen in my life. Just seeing the look on the man's face broke my heart. The man continued to look down at the eagle with a pained voice, said, "The true tragedy is that at any moment it could have sought the safety of the above," meaning God. "It could have soared toward the heavens and would have found its protection. This has been revealed to you that you may know the first bite has been," i.e. 9/11, "the second is yet to come, and the third will be its destruction." I watched for a long time as the man held the eagle in the palms of his hands, the pained expression never leaving his features. I was too stunned to speak or ask any questions, and it goes on with a couple of more details, but essentially, it's another confirmation that the eagle's wings will be plucked.
Okay, let me break in right there. We've got about 30 seconds before break time. Give the address of the Prophecy Club, and when we come back, folks, he'll finish what he was saying, and we've got some other real important stuff for you. So, Prophecy Club, what is it? The Prophecy Club.
Prophecyclub.com. Prophecyclub.com.
Absolutely. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes with much, much more. So tune in and tell your friends to tune in. We'll be back.
Go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Food prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
What makes deep sea salt from France so different? Up from the ocean depths in the south of France flow undersea rivers of pristine sea water. At high tide, the prepared salt ponds are filled with this water. Over spring and summer, processed only by ocean breezes and sunshine, the brine thickens and salt crystals float to the top. These are harvested with nets and deposited on wooden drainage flats to dry. The salt is then gathered up, packaged, and shipped around the world. This salt is much more than a box of lifeless sodium chloride. Soldiers worth their salt were once paid with this valuable commodity. It contains 78 to 84 balancing elements. This is living salt, and once you have tasted it, you will never go back to anything else. I've seen this salt in gourmet shops for $30 a pound. Get it now at 4spectrum.us for under $8 a pound. Order 10 pounds and enter the coupon code AVRSALT at checkout and save $20. Ships free to your door or call 800-581-8906. Order today.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Please consider a donation tonight for our Wichita Mission Church and of course, Wichita, Kansas. But that's how it's wrote, folks. Sorry. Anyway, pray about it. You know, there are so many people that come in. Look, let's go with this. The Father, you should have said that. You know, mercy is given to those who give mercy. You know, that's what you reap is also that which you sow. And I believe that there is and that's what we're talking about tonight, a huge time of trouble coming on America. And I believe that you reap what you sow. If you show mercy to others, then others will show mercy to you. And the Father will bless you in that manner. But at whatever reason, just what I want you to do is really just take it to heart and pray about it. Because if you haven't been led or feel like the Father wants you to give the money, then you know what? I really don't want it. So pray about it. Lift it to prayer. And if so, you can send me a donation by mail or check with a money order. You can donate online tonight. Just go to prophecyhour.com, and you can find the mailing address or how to donate by PayPal. And if you need help, you can call me at 620-878-4682. And I really want to get back to this program because we've got a lot of important things to cover tonight. I am now back with Apostle Stan Johnson. Are you still with me, Stan?
I am.
Well, I'm glad I didn't lose you. I guess I couldn't get rid of you after 17 years, huh?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Okay.
Friend for all eternity.
Yeah, amen. Boy, aren't I lucky. I'm joking, folks. I love Stan, of course. Anyway, take us into the very end of what you were saying about that vision that I had to interrupt you on.
Okay, essentially both visions are describing America as the eagle, and both visions are showing that soon the eagle will fall. The interesting part of the first, actually was a dream, was that Obama and Mitt Romney were both names on a voting ballot, and there was a check by Barack Obama, and it said, "For this is the will of the Lord." Now, the interesting part is, I personally have believed for a long time that Obama knows that that he has already been tapped by the ruling elite as he is going to get a second term. And then just 2 weeks ago, he signed a new executive order, I'm sure you're aware, that now gives him the authority to declare martial law in a time of peace, which means so he gets in the second term. Towards the end of his term, he signs this or declares martial law. And according to the executive orders that be, if he declares martial law, he can stay in and his administration for up to another 5 years.
Right.
That means that we would have 4 years plus 4 years plus 5 years of Barack Obama. Now, I don't want to see him out. However, this dream certainly sounds like it is of God, confirmed by another prophet. So assuming it is accurate, it is saying that Barack Obama will still be in office at the time that America falls. That's pretty scary.
That's real scary. Folks, I've not only has Stanley, he pointed out some other things to me. We conversed back and forth. But, folks, we've had other people on this radio program, people that are in the know. And, you know, they've come through with their heart of hearts. They said the same thing. They said they really look for Barack Obama to be reelected. And, you know, if he isn't, he can declare martial law during the time of peace, as we heard earlier in this program. Maybe that might be on the agenda for this year if he thinks he's going to lose the election. But any way you look at it, I don't like it.
I don't like it either. But like one fella said to me the other day, and I've heard it said many times, I agree with it. That is, we don't get the leadership we want. We get the leadership we deserve.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
If it's okay with you, I was going to suggest let's go to the vision of the Victorian mansion.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, this is done by Maurice Schuyler, and he's been on with us before. He's a world-known musician, and he's also what he calls himself a modern-day psalmist. Go ahead.
Right. The reason is I think this is so important is it tells us two things. In here, he's told that there's going to be three judgments on America, just like what we just read from Michael Boldea, three judgments on America. The third one is her destruction. This one is talking about the same three judgments. However, it gives us a little bit different picture of just how much time we might have and what is the next judgment. Okay?
Okay.
With your permission, I'll go ahead and read it.
Right.
Okay?
Go ahead.
This is from Maurice Schuyler. It was given March 3rd, 2012. Again, I interviewed him on our radio program, too, about this. He says, I had a vision of a large Victorian-style mansion. It was a magnificent, palatial, and massive residence. It was painted white with blue trim and red shutters. In other words, red, white, and blue, symbolizing America. There was a large turret on the left side with windows on top. There was a porch that surrounded the house on every side with rocking chairs out front. Lush landscaping, potted, hanging flower pots adorned with the porch, and there was an expansive lawn that was immaculate and large, live oak trees that looked over 200 years old could be seen all over the property. It was a perfect day, and this mansion looked impeccable as the afternoon sunlight cascaded through the trees as I walked toward it. It was the most beautiful house I'd ever seen. There was not one flaw in the exterior. It looked freshly painted, and a large American flag was hung suspended on a wooden rod extending from the left column at the top of the entrance to the porch. I couldn't help noticing the flag colors were perfectly mirrored in the color and design of the exterior. There were the red shutters that framed the floor or ceiling windows on the first story and all the windows in the two upper stories. The trim and the porch were painted dark blue, and the house was creamy white. I just stood and I looked at it for some time. Then I heard a voice of the Lord speak. Son, do you know what this is? I said, well, it looks like a turn-of-the-century Victorian home in perfect condition. Then he said, this is the United States of America. All is not as it looks, for it is being eaten and destroyed from within. Then the Lord said, look, for a long while I didn't see anything new, just a perfect day, a gentle breeze, a wonderful view of this perfect mansion. Then, all of a sudden, it seemed to zoom in towards the house rapidly, like a movie. I seemed to move forward into the house and focus on the floor foundation. Then I noticed that the house was suspended on brick and had about 20 to 30 small supports that held it up. I was under the house, now looking at the floor, which I saw was all wood with long, heavy beams going from front to back. At first, it looked fine. Then, my eyes seemed to adjust, and I began to see that there was decay and holes in the beams. I saw mildew and rotten areas in those parts of the beams. Then, I seemed to go right into the floor from the bottom. What I saw shocked me. It was like a horror movie. I saw inside the floor. I was in it now. There were thousands of termites and hideous-looking insects eating the wood from the inside out. I was moving rapidly now through the floorboards. Everywhere I looked, the wooden foundation was nearly eaten from the outside. I could hear the termites chewing, armies of them, almost a military precision. Everywhere I looked, it was nearly eaten away. The massive beams that held the house up were hollow from the inside. I saw that it would soon collapse, for the wood was nearly gone. Then I somehow went straight up inside the right wall and followed the path of these hideous termite insects. They looked like demons with pinchers on the front of their heads, like crab claws. They were just tearing the wood off a piece at a time and eating it. I seemed to be the same size as they were. They looked huge to me, but I knew that they were actually small. There were millions and millions of them. I knew that this wall wouldn't stand much longer. Then I seemed to move very quickly through the inside of the attic ceiling, across the top of the house, down the back. It was infested, every part. The back was the worst. I knew it couldn't stand because of these terrible bugs eating away to the exterior. There was hardly any wood left in the house. Then I suddenly zoomed out of the house. I was once again standing 25 feet away where I had been before. Again, it looked so pristine and beautiful, not one blemish could be seen on the outside. Then the Lord said, "Watch." Suddenly, the stairs to the front porch just cracked right down the middle, and the whole house seemed to fall into itself. It just cracked right down the middle. The whole house shuddered, and that crack went all the way down. The house sagged in the middle, but some remained standing. Then, about 5 minutes later, cracks started appearing all over the walls, and those terrible termites started crawling and swarming the outside exterior. They were devouring the shutters, then the trim. There were so many they could hardly see the white paint. Then the house collapsed into itself. The walls imploded, and the roof began to collapse. At every crack, those hideous bugs just swarmed out by the thousands and covered the roof. The walls held out for some time, though they were no longer standing straight. They were slanted in at almost a 45-degree angle. Then, finally, the whole house just collapsed in on itself in a heap of ruins, and the termites swarmed all over it like it was a massive anthill. Then the Lord said, "America is being eaten from within. Its days are numbered. There are three parts in its financial collapse. The first crack in the foundation happened in September of 2008. The collapse of the walls is the second drop in the dollar soon to come. The dollar will lose 30% more of its value." And Maurice told me that he was made to know that the dollar lost 20% of its value in September 2008. And this next collapse soon to come will cause it to lose an additional 30%, meaning the dollar will lose a total of 50% of its value. Now back to the dream, or actually the vision.
Okay.
Then the whole financial system will crumble, and all of America's wealth will be devoured. But during this terrible time, I will visit America again. A third great awakening will come, but the days of America's glory and beauty will never be seen again. My judgment shall come swiftly upon all those that have turned their backs to me. Well, that's it.
It's pretty devastating, and I've got to throw something else in, folks. He was reading that, I was looking at my notes from that man, and when I wrote that down, somehow or another, I skipped over something, but he also said that there was something towards the end of the year was going to happen to the U.S. dollar. He didn't know what, but it sounded like a drop. But these things that you put together. I wish we had time for the other one, but I want to get into the Kohler discussion. But for the other pastors, other dream was really devastating too. And I've also had phone calls from, you know, just normal people with some really devastating dreams. So what do you think about all these dreams and visions that are coming forward? Do you think maybe we're getting closer?
Here's what I think. This is based upon a lot of things, but primarily my next comment is based upon what Lindsey Williams was told.
Okay.
He was told probably 2 years ago that the dollar would be dead by the end of 2012. Now, we didn't understand that. And we still don't exactly understand how they're going to do it. However, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was talking with a friend of mine that is really connected in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And she began to explain to me that the decision has been made that they're going to revalue 195 currencies around the globe. It's going to happen all the same day, so that no one can profit by buying this currency and selling this currency the next day.
Right.
And so I thought, well, that's interesting, 195 currencies, and that was all kind of interesting. I put that on the shelf because I've got to find confirmation. Well,
right.
I looked up on the Internet. Sure enough, there are 196 nations. I thought that was interesting that 195 of the 196 nations' currencies would be revalued. And then I called Lindsey Williams. I said, Lindsey, have you heard this? He said, yep, I've heard it. And I said, well, what do you know about it? He said, well, they're supposed to revalue 195 currencies all in the same day. And they're not going to be revalued based upon just pluck from air. In other words, it's not just going to be computer entries. It's
right.
going to be based upon actual assets of the nation, things like their crude oil or gold or diamonds, things like that. And then he went on to say that he has been told that the value of the dollar will drop 40% overnight. And the way it may work, now he didn't say this, is that the banks would just close, and then either the next morning they open up, or it may be over the weekend, or maybe even several days, but when they open back up, let's say you had $1,000 in the bank, now you have $600 in the bank, but the national debt would all be wiped out. This is how they're going to solve the Greece problem and many other nations around the globe that are in debt. Well, I thought that that's sort of interesting, and then a couple of days later I ran across this Maurice Scholar, and
right.
Maurice is saying that the Lord told him the value of the dollar would drop another 30%.
Well,
so, and there are also some people that are invested in the dinar, and so it makes perfect logic that they're going to revalue the dinar, and, of course, if you're not familiar with that, many people believe it'll be revalued at $3 or $4 per dinar.
Yeah.
Right now you can buy dinars for about $1,100 per million, and so that would be your $1,100 investment turned into roughly $3 or $4 million overnight.
At some point, they will have to reevaluate. Even if they don't do it with the rest of the nations, the Iraqi dinar will have to be reevaluated as soon as they start pumping oil, so to speak. You know, that's inevitable.
I think that the revaluing, if you've ever seen a dinar, it is a
yeah,
currency.
Yeah, I got one in the mail. I bought some.
Okay.
Not very many, but I bought some.
Okay. Well, as you can see, it is a high-quality currency, just as high-quality as the United States $100 bill. I mean, it's got the ink that changes colors. It's got the watermark. It's got the stripe in it. I mean, they are not making these currencies to sell and never revalue. If they never revalue it, then that's fraud, okay? And the largest currency traders in the world are selling this dinar. It is not a scam. The only question is when it will revalue and at what amount it will revalue at.
Yeah, absolutely.
I also want to caution you, when Lindsey Williams was told that the currency of the elite is gold and silver, and he suggests that if anybody has any extra cash, they need to put it into gold and silver. And I'm going to say, first, you need to make certain that you have food and water, okay?
Yeah.
Food and water for, you know, 6 months to a year. I also strongly recommend you get a Berkey water filter. It's what I filter all of my water. If I reach right over here, there, I just picked up my bottle of water, and it was filtered by Berkey water.
Really?
That way
you can have clean water.
I need to get one of those. I never
Absolutely.
Have.
Everybody needs to have a Berkey water. You do not want one that requires any pressure or any electricity. You want one that you can pour in sewage in the top and clean water comes out the bottom, and that is a Berkey.
Sounds great to me. Sewage in the top, that's why I laugh. But that may be what you have to drink. But also,
maybe.
Folks, listen, currency, the currency of, well, he said the currency of the poor or the rich was gold and silver. I can tell you that currency of the poor or the normal person is food and water, things that you can use. Those are great barter items because that's what everybody's going to need and want. You realize how long what it will take the stores to go out of everything? 3 days, maybe?
I think that, well, yes, I think that the first thing is going to go is the food in the stores, and the electricity is going to go, well, let me back up. The food will go first, then I think the water will be next because when the electricity goes, let me back up. So electricity will probably be second, and that can go from various reasons. We can talk about that if you want to. But then after the electricity goes, then you've got maybe 24 hours before there's nothing in the faucet.
Right.
So all of this, and I want to also say, brothers and sisters, all of this is to send us into our prayer closet. I just thought, did a radio interview today with Bree Keaton. She goes down into the deep, dark African jungles and leads pygmies to the Lord and leads them out of these places where the rebels are shooting them and eating them for food and gets them huts. And she says she sees countless miracles of people being raised from the dead and healed and witchcraft and voodoo things cast away. And 100% of these pygmies receive Jesus, and it is absolutely changing the Congo,
wow.
Even the people that are not pygmies. And she just went on. As a matter of fact, a glory cloud follows her. Every place she goes, she says the people can see the glory cloud. Now some of the pygmies, and these are pygmies, okay? They don't know.
I got to butt in here for a minute. Can if you imagine, folks, you got to know what Bree Keaton looks like. Compared to a pygmy, tell them what she looks like.
She's about 6 foot tall, a little thin, approximately 60 years old, very, very light skin. She is blonde and a little thin. So if there is anybody that is delicate, that, I mean, you know, these people have never even seen a white person, much less a white person that is really, really white with blonde hair and a woman. And yet, I mean, miracles. I mean, she says she goes down there in the canopy. You know, you can't see the sun most of the time because it's so the jungle is so thick, the overgrowth. And she says, yet, she says, I shine, my clothes shine, my Dylan, my son that goes with me, shines. Some of our workers, they, in other words, literally, the light of God is on them.
Oh, wow.
And I said, just today, I said, so, are you saying that God provides and protects that you and the pygmies down in the Congo? She said, absolutely, absolutely. I said, then can we be assured that our God is going to provide and protect us in the
Amen.
Days of trouble ahead if we have white wedding clothes without spot and wrinkle? She said, absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
Amen. And, you know, you've got to tell her she needs to do an interview with me. Stan, I got, and folks, by the way, and when this goes to archives, there will be an internet link to the Prophecy Club's audio site where you can go right over there and listen to some really great programs. But Stan, I want you to touch on this soon to be, I hope, DVD presentation called Calendar Discussion.
Collider.
You got about 5 minutes.
All right, well, that was our point to talk today, but you know, hey, we had so much fun. Okay, well, let me give you a brief overview. All right, here's the scoop. All right. Several years ago, the European community gathered together, and they have made, now this is complete, and it's running now, a 17-mile tunnel in a circle, 575 feet below the ground. They spent $10 billion on it. 33 countries contributed to it financially, over 10,000 scientists from 100 countries, using 1,600 superconducting magnets. Some sectors have to operate at no more than 1.9 degrees above absolute zero. And you have to say, okay, why would 33 countries spend $10 billion when most people are trying to find food? Okay, what are they doing? Why would they do this? Well, I believe, well, here's what they say. They say, well, this is a scientific experiment, and we want to send plasma particles going at just under the speed of light in opposite directions down this circular tunnel so that they can slam into each other because they're trying to find the boson particle. In other words, it's the God particle. It's, they say it's the particle that was there at the moment of creation. Okay, and I think that is baloney.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's a cover story.
Baloney,
you know,
to put it mildly.
Yeah, I think they're lying. Okay, so what is it really all about? Now, let me tell you some of the danger things. I mean, we can spend an hour on this, not 5 minutes, okay? But
yeah,
according to physics professor Irina, and I can't even say the last name, Dr. Igor Volovich, the LCH, the Large Cauldron Collider, that's what it's called, it says that it can easily open wormholes, and some scientists fear that it could actually create a black hole that devours the Earth. Well, I think what they're really doing is trying to make a stargate or a wormhole in order to conjure demons. Well, now, I'm a Bible prophecy guy, and you may be saying, well, what in the world does this have to do with Bible prophecy? Well, it has a lot to do with it. Revelation 11:3 is talking about the two witnesses that prophesy for 1,203 score days, clothed in sackcloth. Then you move down to verse 7. It says, and when they have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit will make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. Okay, wait a minute. Hold it. Time out. Something alive comes out of the bottomless pit. All right, then you jump over to Revelation 9. It says, the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven to the earth, and to him was given a key to the bottomless pit. He opened the bottomless pit and came out a smoke. Coming out of the smoke are locusts. Remember, it has faces of a man, hair of a woman, teeth
right.
of a lion. Sounds like chariots running to battle when they fly. And it says they come out of the bottomless pit. Could it be that when they turn this thing on in 2014 up to full power, that what they'll actually do is open a wormhole to a place that is called the bottomless pit?
Absolutely. I'm going to break in. Folks, I'm going to have to get him back on to talk about this. I saw the presentation, and there's much, much more to it than this, and it's really shocking. And, Stan, you're probably going to have to come on and do a whole program on this. But we got to go. Give the Prophecy Club's website again, please. We only got about 30 seconds.
Okay, prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com. And I urge you to prayerfully support Messiah's Branch, because he is one you can count on to give it from his hand into people that need food, water, clothing, and medical supplies. Support him, and God will bless you.
All right. Goodbye, Stan. I love you. Lord, our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach his name, that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace. Until the first day of the week, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.